Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
And this time we really shift the conversation from talking about sectional title property and the maintenance thereof to the implications of unauthorized building work on property developers and other immediate stakeholders. The reason why we have town and regional planners is because they do exactly that. Make sure that there are efficiencies within the systems of towns and planning that's required to prioritize the health, structure and function of much of this important social infrastructure. But to help us unpack much of this, specifically when it comes to building work that might not be consistent with certain regulations, especially when it comes to building without plans, we're joined by Cacisa Mgudlwa, town and regional planner, as well as a property expert. Cacisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gugu. How are you?
Keeping well, thank you. Quite excited to have you join us this evening.
I'm excited as well. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And hi to your viewers and your listeners as well.
Indeed. Well, we're excited to talk to you. I am aware that the line might not be too clear or perfect, or maybe there might be the handset might be too close to your mouth. So we just going to be do our best, I guess, over the next 20 minutes to make sure that that audio is quite clear. But Cacisa, I think first things first, right? Before we take a look at unauthorized building work, maybe remind us as to why town and regional planning is actually so important and how it actually ties in to the monitoring, the controls and the evaluations of building work to make sure that they are above board.
Town planners play a very crucial role in the built environment spectrum, because as part of our role is to control, to manage, to regulate land uses within the space of the jurisdiction of the municipality. So as planners, it's important that we enforce the law when it comes to town planning laws and regulations. So also one of our roles as well is to develop a strategy and framework within the municipality that will give as prospect in terms of the future development that should come into the area. So that is our role as well. There's so many other roles that encompasses town and regional planning.
And
but also as well, it's also a crucial role when it comes to the approval of a building plan, because it starts with the planning before you can put a structure.
Let's talk about those building plans, because you know sometimes you have a plan in your mind and in your head. Ukuthi as ingwe amangamanje ithi kanje dining room ivuleke kanje. And if you don't describe what those things are and what they mean on paper, things can fall through the cracks. Help us understand what the consequences, I guess, of not building without a plan might actually lead to.
Okay, one of the consequences would be that it's either that when you want to sell your property and you don't have a proof of intent, it might be very difficult for you as a seller to approve if the buyer has realized that they are not approved by the plan, so no one wants to buy a property that doesn't get approved by the plan. Secondly, in case of you want to put renovate your property or you put a new structure, then you have to submit a building plan. But if the building officer picks up that there are no approved building plans for existing structure, then it might not be possible for the building control officer to approve that development. And it might also enforce you that to instruct you that you must demolish.
You must demolish the property if it's not in line with the rules. Sister Cacisa, I'll tell you what, we definitely hear you sharing some perfect pearls of wisdom with us here this evening, but we just want to make sure that the audience is able to hear you quite clearly. Unfortunately, the world of technology is a very fickle space. Sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not so great. So we just want to rework and dial into Sister Cacisa one more time just to make sure that we're able to hear her quite clearly. But if you've just missed out on our conversation, what Sister Cacisa was actually elaborating on was the importance of when one decides to build, reconstruct or add additions to their property, it is imperative for you to do so with appropriate plans, primarily to make sure that not only do your plans fit and are in line with what the municipal regulations are and what is allowed in terms of the rules and regulations of the space that you're within, but also making sure that there won't be some kind of consequence to the investment that you make in restructuring or building without out any plans, because the local municipality can come to you and say, hold on, you actually need to demolish this particular property. So Ucacisa are helping us understand the importance of working and building with a plan and making sure that the consequences are fully clear for all stakeholders who might be involved. We dialed in back to Ucacisa just to make sure we can hear her clearly. Ucacisa, we've got you back on the line. I'm hoping all things will be smooth sailing from now on.
Yes, I'm back on the line. Thank you, Gugu.
Ah, fantastic. We can hear you loud and clearly because we don't want to miss out on the pearls of wisdom that you're sharing with us this evening. I try to elaborate once more on the areas that you were sharing with us about building without plans and the consequences we need to be mindful of. And you mentioned that demolition of your building structure could actually also be a consequence. Perhaps pick up from there and help us understand the legal process that might actually follow in that regard.
Okay. So first and foremost, for any building that you erect in your property, it has to be approved by the building, by the municipality, which is the building inspector. So if there is a legal, structure in your property that has not been approved, then one of the things that will happen is that the building control officer will instruct you either to submit a building plan for the approval, or it will instruct you to demolish that structure if it's not approved by the municipality in the building inspector department.
Mm.
So those are the consequences of one submitting. Once erecting a building without approved building plans.
Mm. And how easy is that process to actually make sure that your plans get approved by the municipality?
One of the things that one has to do is that, firstly, you need to comply with the town planning law requirements. That is, let's say, for instance, you want to erect a structure to put accommodation for students. One of the requirements is that the scheme of the municipality says that for this particular use, you need to have a rezoning application, and that will be able to accommodate the intended use.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have complied with those town planning regulations, and then it goes then to the building inspector department, whereby you need to submit the building plans showing what could be existing in the future, and also what are the proposed uses that you want into your property.
Mm. Sister Chrisa, that sounds like quite a process, right? And we know how we are when it comes to investing and building our properties or developing new properties. Not only is it quite a capital intensive exercise, but it's also an emotive one, right? We want to get things done and get things done quite quickly. But as you say, we need to make sure that we understand much of these consequences fully. For people who might opt to cut corners, you've told us about the consequences, but how is this process made easier? Can one speak to a professional town planner like yourself, or are there means and ways to alleviate the pressure of following through with these processes?
One can appoint a town planner, firstly, to deal with the town planner requirements. And once you have done and complied with the town planner requirements, then you can appoint the building a draftsman that can draft your plan, or we can appoint an architect, which is a professional that also drives the design of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite a difficult process, but what is important is that you follow the right steps for you to be able to comply.
Definitely important for us to follow the right steps. If you've just joined us, you are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, and we are speaking to Ucacisa Mgulhwa, who is a town and regional planner, as well as a property expert, helping us understand the implications of unauthorized building work on property developers and other immediate stakeholders. She's made things very clear that you do need to make sure you get the necessary approvals. Otherwise, the consequences are quite substantial. The emotional and financial investment that you might make into these developments or property reworks without any additional plans can have far-reaching consequences. Sister Chrisa, another important element to note, sometimes people follow through with the process. They refurbish, rebuild their homes, might not go through the process of following through with the plans. And then Gugu comes along with her excitement and says, "You lo muzi ngiyawuthanda, ngizothenga unjalo." But it does doesn't necessarily have approved plans. What are the consequences and impact that this can have on me as a new potential buyer and, of course, on the previous owners of the property?
Okay, I'll start with the buyer. If you buy a property that doesn't have an approved building plan, one of the consequences will be that when you want to erect a future, you want to do future extensions in the property, it might be difficult for your plans to be approved. Remember, you have an existing structure that is illegal, so you firstly have to deal with that before you can actually erect a new structure.
What does that mean? It's a structure that's illegal, so maybe it means deal might not go through.
Yes, it might not go through unless you deal with the illegal structure. One of the situations would happen in other buyers is that the building code officer would instruct you to demolish the existing building if it doesn't comply with the requirements of the building standards. Exactly. It has happened in many situations with people. And when it comes to the seller, is that once you sell a property that does not have a proper plan, if the buyer picks up that with the investigation, picks up that there's a legal structure in the property, the buyer must withdraw their offer of the purchase, because you don't want to buy a property that has illegal structure, that it might even be difficult for you to renovate the property in the future. So one of the implications is that, and it happens in some cases, that the seller hides that information of that latent defect. It's called latent defect. It hides that information, and then the seller and then the buyer at the later stage finds out that. And that could be, for the seller, it could be a situation whereby they have to deal with it with the buyer through courts as well. But they must prove that they were not hiding that information from the buyer. So it's very much important that as buyers, we do the research before you buy a property so that you don't find yourself in a situation where now you have to run around trying to resolve this situation that you could have avoided at a very early stage.
What about the impact on property developers, perhaps especially in places where they might decide to cut corners? What impact does this have on them as a stakeholder?
One of the impacts will be that if the municipality finds out that they are building without an approved plan, you might be fined. As we have seen on the news on the internet, that in Cape Town there was a builder or a property developer that has been fined 780,000 rand because he built without a proper plan. He might get a fine, or even you get a court order from the municipality to demolish that building if you're unable to pay the fine. So those are one of the major consequences as a builder.
Some major, major consequences, as you say, and a lot of them really come with some major financial impacts as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can imagine that you've got many stories to tell, Tatisa, about what you've witnessed in the market where people break the rules, bend them slightly, and then have to suffer with those consequences. But I guess the big lesson we all want to learn out of this is, how do we avoid some of these typical mistakes, the penalties, the breaking of the rules, and being caught unawares when the properties that either we choose to develop and invest in, or that we choose to buy to live in, not fully comply with the rules of the landscape.
One of the things that one can avoid this is, basically, knowledge is power. So you need to actually empower yourself with the bylaws of your local municipality. Get involved in the process. If the municipality is reviewing their bylaws, get involved, understand how it will impact you as a property owner, as a potential buyer, as a seller. Find out that information. And secondly, it is important that you understand what are the processes of that local municipality. It will be there in the town building regulations. It can be a rezo, it can be a zoning scheme, it can be a bylaw, it can be any other law that regulates the building standards, or that regulates town building requirements. So it's important that you empower yourself with those laws of that local municipality and understand that for any structure that you build a property, you cannot build without an approval from the municipality. Even if you want to change a land use of your property, maybe you want to open a shop in your property, or you want to put a saloon or anything, the municipality must give consent to that. Those are the important information that you can use yourself to avoid them. And other thing as well, that you need to also to read the cost judgment. There are a lot of cost judgments on the internet while a building, a property developer or a builder that was fined by the municipality, and what were the consequences of that. So those things are there on the internet. So it's important that you empower yourself with the knowledge and know that the local municipality is the authority of that area, and we need to comply with all the regulations. There's nothing that we can do in terms of construction, in terms of the change of land use, without the approval of a local municipality.
Yep, can't flout the rules, can't break the rules. Really need to make sure that we play by them effectively. Otherwise, there's significant consequences that cut deep into our pockets that we'll feel here. Sisicacisa, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate the insight you've shared with us. And of course, I guess a stern call for action and knowledge that needs to be derived from South African property owners, property developers, to fully comprehend and understand the bylaws of the local municipalities and environment that they choose to invest in. Thank you so much for your time this evening. That was Ucacisa Mgulwa, town and regional planner, as well as property expert, helping us understand the implications of unauthorized building work on property developers and other immediate stakeholders.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.